Shalom, this is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and this is day 12 of our 40 days of Teshuva devotional, as we are using the El Het prayer. The goal of El Het is to get to the root of the problem, to become more like Yeshua and to become conformed to His image, and Torah is a process. It does not happen overnight. The key is never to give up, because He does not give up on us. We are all under construction and a work in progress, and this is time to do spiritual house cleaning. Number 11, for the sin that we have sinned before you through insincere confession. How many times as children or young adults we only confessed our misdeeds after we were caught? We thought if I plead and cry and say I'm sorry, I will never do it again, I can avoid the punishment I know I deserve. I know I did. But guess what? My parents always knew when it was sincere and when I was just trying to get out of the punishment that was awaiting me. Or as a believer, you sinned against God and His Word, and you felt guilty, so you confessed your sin. But the very next day, you were doing the same thing again. If we are sincerely repentant, we will not go back to our sin, but turn our backs on it and walk with God. Proverbs 26:11. Just as a dog returns to his vomit, a fool repeats his folly. Matthew 12:43-45. When an unclean spirit comes out of a person, it travels through dry country seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says to itself, I will return to the house I left. When it arrives, it finds the house standing empty, swept clean, and put in order. Then it goes and takes with it seven other spirits, even more evil than itself, and they come and live there. So that in the end, the person is worse off than he was before. This is how it will be for this wicked generation. 2 Peter 2:20-21. Indeed, if they have once escaped the pollutions of the world through knowing our Lord and Deliverer, Yeshua the Messiah, and then have again become entangled and defeated by them, their later condition has become worse than their former. It would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than to have fully known to turn from the holy command delivered to them. Verse 22, what has happened to them accords with the true proverb, a dog returns to its own vomit, yes, the pig washed itself only to wallow in the mud. Repentance must come from deep within the heart. If we are only mouthing words and do not mean what we are saying, then we are truly not repentant. Again, God sees our hearts. We might fool those around us by saying we are sorry for the hurts we cause them, but do we sincerely mean it? In other words, our motives were not pure. To be sincere means purity of heart, so to be insincere or with guile is just the opposite. Sincere, according to Vine's Expository, is an adjective. Adolos means guileless, pure, is translated sincere in 1 Peter 2:2, or without guile. It also means nesios, true, genuine, sincere, and is used in the neuter as a noun with the article signifying sincerity. Guile is the Greek word dolos, a bait, snare, deceit, is rendered guile. Philippians 1:10-11, so that you will be able to determine what is best and thus be pure and without blame for the day of the Messiah. Filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Yeshua the Messiah to the glory and praise of God. Psalm 34:12-14, which of you takes pleasure in living? Who wants a long life to see good things? If you do, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from deceiving talk. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace, go after it. Isaiah 1:16-18. Wash yourselves clean, get your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing evil, learn to do good. Seek justice, relieve the oppressed, defend orphans, plead for the widow. Come now, says Adonai, let us talk this over. Even if your sins are like scarlet, they will be white as snow. Even if they are red as crimson, they will be like wool. Micah 6:8. Human beings, you have already been told what is good and what Adonai demands of you, no more than to act justly, love grace, and walk in purity with your God. sincere confession. According to Jewish practice, if someone commits a sin, a forbidden act, he can be forgiven for the sin if he performs teshuvah, which includes confessing the sin. If the sin was committed against another person, asking that person's forgiveness, ceasing to commit the sin, regretting the sin, and firmly resolving never to repeat the sin. The first, third, fourth, and fifth stage are before God and are standard process of teshuvah, a matter to be dealt with between the sinner and God. But if someone has committed a crime against another person, to achieve atonement, he must first ask the wrong person for forgiveness and to make it up to them. For example, if one stole an object, the stolen item must be returned, or if one has pained someone else in any way, he must be placated. This is an integral part of teshuvah. Again, we see the principle time and time again in the Torah and the Brit Hadashah, or New Testament. May we truly be sincere and pure before Him who sees our hearts and longs for us to return to His ways and His truth because of His great love for us that He has shown us through Yeshua, our Messiah. Journal, food for thought. On Yom Kippur, when we say each line of the Elchet prayer, we gently strike our heart, as if to say that it was passion and desire that led to these mistakes. Do we really mean it? Ask yourself, did I ever apologize without being sincere? Have I committed myself to change without seriously following up? I just want to share a little story that happened to me today that's really applicable to this particular devotional. I had ordered some siddurs from a company for the High Holy Days, and I had asked the person, well, can you give me an idea, you know, if we'll get it before Yom Kippur? I just want to make sure we get it as soon as possible. Well, he had called me back and started reading me the riot act and yelling at me and, you know, just going off on me. And all I said was, you know, I just want to order your siddurs. That's all. So he ended up hanging up on me. So I was just praying. I just, you know, Father, I know he's probably under a lot of stress and having a bad day. Please bless him and help him and help me not to be hurt by this or have aught against him. You know, because my flesh wanted to turn around and cancel the order, but I was just like, no, you know, I know where he's coming from because there's been days where I felt like that. So later on that night, he calls me back. And he said, I want to apologize for yelling at you. I felt really bad about it. I'm really sorry. I just want to do teshuvah. And I just want to bless you with, you know, something extra to go with your order. And we just had a good discussion and we just ended it. But, you know, what a blessing. He says, I just needed to make teshuvah to you. So I thought, well, thank you, Father, that you restored this relationship with this person and that we were able to resolve the issue. It's never easy to go to somebody when you've wronged them, but when you do, there's a release that happens. So Father, I just thank you in the name of Yeshua, Father, that when we do make our confessions before you, Father, or to a brother or sister in Messiah, that we do it with sincerity of heart. That once we do it, we let it go and we do not continue to hold that unforgiveness within our heart. Thank you for the power of teshuva. Thank you for your mercy and grace that allows us to repent and to that we can have our fellowship restored for you because, Father, you love us so much. And it's because of our love that you want us restored, Father, so that we won't leave any doors open for the enemy, Father, and that we won't cut off our own blessings. Father, I just thank you for this gift of teshuva. I thank you for this time of cleansing, this time of restoration, Father. I just want to end this day with Psalm 51, beginning with verse 12 into verse 19. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence. Take not your Ruach HaKodesh from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from blood guilt, O God, God of my salvation. Then my tongue will sing for joy of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you would not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it, nor be pleased by burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.